We're holding here in Simen Kuf Samech. Dine Mayim. Isn't I sharing the psulim? So you wash your hands for bread with water. What type of water is good? For until I said Mayim. Mayim Shonim. Mayim Shonim Ishtanu Marehen Bein Machmas Asmin Machmas Dover Shnafel Tochan Bein Machmas Makoman Psulim. The water doesn't look like water. It's ink fell into it. Dover Acher. Or let's say the water sat there for a while. Some algae grew in it. So Mechaber Paskins that if the water doesn't look like water, it's possible for Tzitzis Dayim. I'm not sure how many of us would want to use it anyway, but once upon a time they were less picky. Yeah.
Extremely soapy water.
Soapy water. Does it change the way it looks?
It could, like it has like a
greasy. I don't think that's significant enough. I think if there's some soap in the water, that wouldn't be significant. I would assume. The Rishabur points out that the Machas Atzman is a machlokes, if it changes based on its own, you know, not based on something falling into it. It's actually some machlokes are makel, they hold that maker than its mutter. And it's hard to know what exactly it means, because, you know, when algae grows, is that really Machas Atzman or is that Machas Tavar Acher? It's the algae. So, presumably it looks like it's Machas Atzman. Either way, like I said, it's not so relevant. Most people wouldn't wash with this anyway. And there is a halacha of mius. If something is mos to you, you shouldn't use it for nisas daim. We'll see later. So for most of us, water that has been sitting a long time and kind of changed color is gross, and therefore you shouldn't use it. So the halacha, it's not a good idea to use that type of water. Question? Pardon? We're going to see soon, if it changed color because of, you know, like dirt, that's not really a significant, right now, meaning sometimes you turn on the faucet, and like, it depends where you live, you'll see like the water's a little brown, or initially it's brown, because either there's dirt in the pipes, or there's rust in the pipes. That's not really a significant change, because that's going to settle. Or, you know, here, and actually sometimes you turn on the water, it looks like white, because they're like bubbles. So most of the posts hold that that's not a problem, because you wait 5 minutes and the bubbles, you know, dissipate or whatever the term is, and then the water is totally clear. So that's okay.
It's always good, even when it's white.
Even when it's white is good, right. Even when it's white, exactly. Okay. Sifbeis, also my malacha. If you take water and you use it to do some type of malacha, you wash your hands in it, or you use it to displace, you know, you want to weigh something, measure the volume of something. So there's a psul of malacha by water. The common case is, you know, if you're in a hotel, so they usually have this like big basin for tefillin tzniyim. They have another basin to take fresh water, right? So the water that is in the basin that people wash into is pasul. Why is it pasul? It's used. A malacha was onto them, right? Now in the basement, they have these new sinks on either side. So the wash cup is in the sink. So a person comes to the sink, and the wash cup is half full. Why is it half full? Presumably, somebody washed their hands and without a kli, and the water went into the kli because the kli is sitting at the bottom of the sink. It's like used to be the sinks were like this, and now the sinks are flat. So that water is pasul to this line. Okay. Im tzinein yayin v'mayim psul. Pardon? No, safik we're going to see later. Safik is mutter. In general, this time is in drabanan. So when you have a principle, safik drabanan. Cool. If you wash your kelim with them, so if you wash clean dishes, so you didn't do it, the water didn't accomplish anything, and the water is kosher. If you wash dirty dishes, then nobody's going to use dirty dishwasher. It's not really relevant in our day and age. And once upon a time, there was more of a water shortage. They couldn't just turn on the faucet. You had to go schlep to the, you know, the river or the well, so people wanted to reuse the water. So you can't reuse the water that you wash the dishes to do tzedayim. If the baker put the bread in the water, so, you know, that would be puzzle. If you take water with your hands from the pail and put it on the bread, then it's okay. You didn't use the water left in the pail was not used. This is actually strange. It's a little controversial. It says if you wash your hands, if the baker washes his hands in the water, it's okay. It's a bit odd. Because washing his hands is a regular shimush.
Because we assume that the hands are not dirty?
Yeah, that's what the Mishabura says. If the hands are already clean, so then it would be like washing clean kelim. And basically, any malacha passes. So we have absolved malacha. It doesn't have so many applications. Like I said, in our day and age, we're much more careful what we use. We don't recycle things as much. But theoretically, there is a psul called malacha that apostles water. Okay. A discussion, if you use ice, I don't know, to keep a bottle of wine cool. And then the ice melts. So that might not be included because you use the ice. Now it's water, it's like panim kadoshos. Or maybe you didn't even use the ice. You used the coldness of the ice. So you didn't use the ice. I don't know what that means. Okay, so that could happen sometimes. You know, I guess can you use the ice that you know?
But is there anything you use ice for other than coldness?
Right. So that's why. Okay. So the argument is that's not called usage of the actual water. That's you. So that was the argument. I mean, you could also say panikalash. I think it's also a good argument. So. That actually is quite irrelevant because I don't think water is really gross. If you take like a bottle of wine was like sitting in this tub of ice, now melted, so that's like clean water. So I think that really, a person might be willing to use that. So I think halacha b'isim is not considered halacha.
Right, so that if you dip your hand into a basin of water and like go like this.
Yeah, if you wash your hands, that's possible.
That's possible.
If your hands are dirty, if you clean your hands. And if your hands were clean and you just took some water out, then it would be okay.
And let's say like it's dirty only for, meaning, nothing actually on your hands, but you like want to get wash them after, like, I don't know, being outside, for example.
Would that be considered interesting? I don't know. I think most of us probably think it's disgusting to use that water. I mean, what do we? I don't know.
It's like Corona, you know.
Person's very nervous about germs, so he washes his hands. Not really dirty, but you know, he's just in case he's washing his hands. So would that consider malacha? I don't know. I would assume that if you're considering it just in case on the tzad, but just in case, so it's called malacha. So,
yeah.
See
this coming up when like camping.
Yeah, if a person's camping, he has water scarce, and it would have come up. Yeah. Okay.
Can you? I've seen people do this before, where like they put their hands underneath someone else's hands.
Oh, that's a sif later on. We're gonna get to that. Gimel, ma'im shalifnei napach afal pi shalom ishtanu areim psulin. So if you're a blacksmith who's always dipping things into the water, even if it's you didn't see it, but we assume that the water was. It's possible. Pnei she biyadua shnasim malacha and she kibah v'mech barzel. If they are sapar im yishtanu arei and psulim im lab chaim. Since this is the halacha that Leah mentioned that safig is mutter. So the blacksmith is always using the water. It's vaday. We consider it vaday. By the sapar, the barber, so he might wash things with this water. He might not wash them. And we're not sure. Safig is mutter. Safig is mutter. Mentioned that if you have pasul water and kosher water, so if the rove is kosher, it's kosher. Is that relevant?
Is that like bobasa rove, or is it like 60? Like
you know, even 51%. Some chronim argue you need a ravias of kosher water. If you had a half a ravias of pasul and you know, half a ravias of kosher, or like you know 51% kosher, that wouldn't be enough. You need full ravias of kosher water. Okay, but 51% isn't it. And there's no iser to make water kosher. It's not like in vatal iser l'chatchila, because there's no iser here. It's just, you know, is it usable or not? So if you have it happens in the hotels. Once I saw this, where the worker was lazy, so he just switched the water. So he took the water in two bins. Like, why should I schlep back to the kitchen? So that's kind of gross, you know. So besides the fact it's kind of gross, it's also a puzzle. You can't just switch the water. You can't just take the bin, you know. But halachically, if you would take rove kosher, then it would be able to makshir the water. Again, it's still gross. Okay. Right. I don't know if it was a mahadrin. It's a question of how many stars you have. I don't think it's a question of the hashkach. You know, the 5 stars tells it doesn't happen in the lower class. Okay. Fine. Mayim sheshasu v'hen hatan yigolim shelokak hakelef. Yesha poslim. If an animal drank from the water, some possible. V'ein dvar nirim ela bein ve'elu bein kol shar v'hem l'chai v'of yesh l'achshir. So the Mechaber says that the halacha, even if an animal drinks the water, is kosher. So what I'm saying that if a pig drinks from the water, a dog drinks from the water, so it's, you know, it's mos. Many of us probably would think that it would be the same if you saw a rat drinking from the water. You wouldn't want to go near it. So if it's mos, you shouldn't use it. But if you don't know, it's kosher. And if you do know and it's not mos, I don't know, a bird drank from the water.
Dogs.
So, yeah, people like dogs. I don't know. I was actually at the park once and with my kids. And there was an owner of a dog who was at a water fountain. And the dog was like slobbering all over the water fountain where my kids had just drank. And I was like, oh my. So I don't know. Every time I go to a park and my kids water, I try not to drink water. Corona, anyway, nobody drinks water fountains, who knows. But it's kind of gross. So anyway, halachically, we assume that an animal is not mos, unless it's a kelev or a chazir, some type of mos animal. I don't know what you'd say. Vatal daitas gladam for people who are like dogs. For them, it's like their dogs drink out of their.
They mentioned calipers.
Yeah, I don't know.
People are really weird to about dogs.
People, yeah, dogs part of the family. If the dogs part of the family, I don't know. I think it's vatal daitas gladam. I don't know. Okay, hey. Ein malacha vazels el v'mayim shuvim bein shem bekli bein shem karka val loy me mikva v'lo mayim v'adam mechubarim. This pasul of malacha, if you wash your hands in a river. So we don't say the whole river is pasul. You wash your hands in a river, it's a river. If you wash your hands in a mikveh, it's also it doesn't pasul. It's only a pasul in water that's talush or water that's mechuber, but not a mikveh. Okay. If you have hot water, even if it's boiling hot. So that's the Mechaber Paskin. The Ashkenazi Achronim quote that, it's not so clear. It's probably better to wait till the water gets cooler. If it's just lukewarm, it's okay. But if it's boiling hot, maybe it's a shayla. So the Chachil, we try not to do it. We try not to use boiling hot water.
You use the same amount of water, right?
I'm not sure if it's a concern that the water, you're not going to get your whole hand wet. That's a more practical concern. Here it seems like the water itself is somehow not considered.
Heated up. Idea.
Yeah.
Well,
that's almost enough to it. Yeah, that's another. Again, if the water was heated and cooled down, everybody says it's kosher. But when it's hot, it's not like natural water.
But it wouldn't be my theory that we're not likely to put it on our whole hand.
There is a concern like that. That concern is a valid concern. If the reality is that when it's so hot, you're not going to put your whole hand in, you're only going to put your finger in, then it would be a problem. But let's assume you're putting your whole hand in. It doesn't bother you. Like I said, the Mechaber says it's fine. The Mishabura brings down that some are popasal, and therefore, the Chatchila, we try to wait till it's cooler. I was surprised. The Pisgei Tshuva brings down, they shouldn't say a bracha if it's so hot. I don't know. To me, it was a chiddush. The Pasha says that the steam of the Mishabura sounds like it's really fine, but the Mechaber certainly. But okay. Chametzveria is also possible. Yochel hatol hem etzedaim. Sorry, the Chaver says the Chametzveria you can put them in as a mikvah. Lahatvil behem. A little behem kli lo. Chametzveria apparently isn't very good water. Even an animal wouldn't drink from it.
It smells bad.
Yeah. So if nobody's gonna drink from it, so you can't use it as netilas edaim. You can use it as a mikvah. This is true also, let's say, for the sea. Salt water, you can put your hands in the yam, and in that case you would say the bracha of al tilas yadayim, because it's, even though if you put your hands in a mikveh, you say al tilas yadayim, because the mitzvah is netila, but there the water is kosher. Salt water is not kosher for netila. So therefore you'd say al tilas yadayim, so that would be okay. But you can't take a kli of chametzveria, of salt water, and pour it on your hands. If you have chosen by arets, derech charetz, chutz l'mukomen, pifsikan, b'mayin, naveya, so if you have a extension of the water, it's still in the ground. If it has a shir mikveh, it's kosher. If you have a situation where you have a mayan, you have some type of area that, you know, over a full mikvah, but it's attached. So it's a question, are we gozer in that case? Okay, doesn't really come up too often. The Mechaber explains the sukhes, tam psul be tveria, if they have Yellowstone National Park, you have like water, hot water, that's okay, that water is hot, you know, because it comes to the ground, but it's not disgusting, it's water that you can drink, therefore it's not a problem if it's hot. No, okay.
And wouldn't
put
the same soul as before.
Well, we said before, the Chavar holds, well, hot water is kosher. The Shitasa thinks it's not a problem. It's a serious problem because it's not just hot, but it's disgusting.
Maybe the Yellowstone case is different. It smells terrible.
It smells the Yellowstone?
Very, very bad.
Then it's not a good idea. I was never there. I just saw pictures.
Yeah. No, okay. It looks much more beautiful.
It looks beautiful. It smells. Okay. You know, if you ever go to Yamamelach, in the hotels there, they tell you you shouldn't drink the water from the faucet. Like, they have special drinking water because the water is like, you know, they treat it, but it's not really. So if it can be drunk by an animal, then it's kosher. If it can't be drunk, I don't know. I didn't.
So in the Yellowstone, the animals don't drink.
If the animals don't drink it, then it's possible. Okay, so I take it back. Yeah. Next time you're Yellowstone.
Yeah, they'll get water that they drink from hot spring. They'll bisons bathe in
blood. They bathe. The bisons bathe, they don't drink. That's why you'd have to have a dog. It's mitzvah to have a dog to feed it to the dog to see if
that's
the dog.
That's what my parents always said.
Okay. Okay. Great. They have here in Eretz Yisrael, seawater that they treat, and they turn seawater into drinking water. It's an amazing thing. So that, l'chora, is okay, because, you know, it's now drinkable. They also have something that's kind of more gross, where they take sewage water, and they treat it, and they use it for, like, you know, agriculture. So that is more questionable, because some argue that it's nasa malacha, the water sewage, so it's nasa malacha. And others say, no, it's fun in chadashas, it's now treated, and, you know, it comes back out of the ground or wherever it comes out of, and therefore it's like, it's considered okay. I don't know. You can't, but it can be drunk by an animal. If you can drunk by an animal, so it's already considered it to be rye. Fine. Yod. Tess. Mayim meluchim, we started speaking about this before. Salt water, mayim meluchim, asruchim, omarim, she'ena kel v'yachal lishas v'hem. Sun tilo d'itayim, afal fi shekshirim l'mei mikvah. So you can put your hands in a mikvah of salt water, but not doing tilas yadayim with salt water.
What's shruchim?
Shruchim means a smell. V'im heim akurim machmas tichin, it's arev v'hem, mekel v'yachal lishas v'hem, k'shirim b'in tilo v'in l'mikvah, v'im ina yachal lishas v'hem, psulim l'shneem. If they're so, foggy, because there's like tit, so if a dog won't drink it, it's possible, even for a mikveh. Is that true? One second. So you can't put your hands in the mikveh. Interesting. If the mikveh is gross, you can go to the mikveh. Meaning people, I don't go to mikveh, but people go to mikveh on Friday. Sometimes it gets gross, right? Depending on which neighborhood you're in. Again, they try to make it clean, and there are certain many places where they're very makvid, but like in some places they're not makvid at all. So that's still a mikveh. In terms of putting your hands in, to be tovel, I'm just confused why this should be so. It sounds like that would be possible for tefillah. In this case, that's what it sounds like. Not sure. Okay, again, I'm not sure how relevant it is. I don't think most of us want to put our hands into a gross mikvah, to wash. To wash those things. Okay, you have to get back to this. Yur. Neti notlin le'elayim v'chol davar shetchiloso min ha'mayim kigon yachbushin adum yo'o shuman hadag. Things that, there are things that are not water, but they're halachically considered water. You know, fish. Nira the Dafka im Riskan for the Adif Mishalik. So again, I'm not sure how relevant this is. Rav Shach likes to say that every Sifra Shacharach is relevant. Even though the application for the Shacharach is irrelevant, you're going to use it to apply it to a modern case. So somebody once told me there was a case of a woman who had a chatzit, she had some type of medical reason why she couldn't go to the mikveh because she couldn't get her body wet, a certain part of her body. She had an open wound or something. So how do you go to mikveh? So it happens. So somebody suggested that if you take like fish skin and you tie it on, that the fish skin halakhically is like water. That's what you see here in the Shulchan Aruch, and that would be stop the water from going in. You know, again, I'm not sure how practical it is today, you know, in terms of, you know, medically, if that's sound enough to keep it dry. But there are people who have these situations where they can't go to mikveh, and it's very annoying, and they have to try to figure out how to do it. So this is one potential direction. Take the sif, which doesn't seem to be very relevant, you know, and say, oh, the halakhically speaking, the fish are considered water. Why is that so? I'm not really sure. I guess it sounds like it's a shuman. It sounds like you have the oil of the fish. It's all considered fish oil. They sell it. It's very healthy, I think.
Omega-3s.
Pardon?
Omega-3s.
Omega-3s. Okay, there you have it. Okay. Yud Aleph, Maim Sheish Bo Safek, Inasen Malacha Olav, Oshe, Yesh Lo Safek, Yemesh Mashir Olav. You have a Safek in the water. Was Malacha done or not? Or the Safek, how much there is? Is it a Revius? Or Imheim Tameim Otahorim. Oh, Safek, Imlatol Yadav. You're not sure if you're washed. You don't remember. It can happen. Tar. We say Safek Tastaim Lakula. It's Dindra Abanam Safek Lakula. Now, this case of Safek in the Shir, go check. So we don't tell you l'chatchila to do that. We don't. But if there's a machlokas apostim, we're not sure what halach is. Safek l'kula. Safek l'kula. But if you have you're just too lazy to check how much water there is, so then we tell you check. If you already wash your hands, you're not sure if there was a revius, we say safek l'kula. Safek draban l'kula. V'chol safek tara b'yadayim tohar. It sounds like this might be even more than safek draban. It sounds like it's by avelus we say safek avelus l'kula. Right? Halach k'tiber make up avel. So it could be that here I can have to look into it more, but it might be that this is not just a regular din of Safek Drabanan, but it's more Safek Nechilas Daim is a cool. Some say that, listen, Yos Tov, if you have more water, you know, do it. Let's say today, Safek. A person touches water without having washed his hands. They're not puzzled. So I stick my hands into a basin. You can use that water for Nitzel Sinai. It doesn't become puzzled. You can't use water that was already used by somebody else. That's the case in the hotel. Somebody else used that water that was Nasa Behen. Like I mentioned, first it's on a tiul. You have a water bottle. You're drinking. And now you want to eat some bread. Can you take that water? What do you say? Yeah, there's no malacha. So you were drinking from it. If a dog drank from it, there's a child. But if you drank from it, it's mutter. So that's interesting. We're going to see. You have to have a shir of his. And we're going to see later that if the Pesach is very narrow, you have to pour slowly because you can't chug. It has to be a continuous. So if you have a regular bottle, you just pour slow. Like, you know, you have a small spell. Totally. It has to be a continuous flow of water. So usually if you unscrew it, you know, regular...
In order to get enough water.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is about the case of washing below someone's hands?
We're going to get to that in a second. There's a serious sif about your queer question. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay, your base. Hashalik v'abar v'akfor v'aglid. Okay, depends where you live. You have snow, and you have sleet, and you have hail, and you have. There's mayim nikpim mirov akor v'amelach. Miskan hashnasa mayim notim mehem tovim mehem im yesh behem kshir. So if you take snow and you mash it, you can use sleet and wash your hands with sleet. Some say it has to be vidachko water. You can't use snow. Some say you can even use wine. Bein nasan l'tzoch ha'mayim, bein lo nasan l'tzoch ha'mayim. Some say wine is good. Some say it's a bizarre to the wine, but really it's okay to use wine. Pretty wild. Some say only white wine. So some say you can use any beperos. So we have lots of days here. We try to use water and only water for Netilas Yadayim. Person is really stuck. There's no water. So you have days here that you can use other things. Chori, you shouldn't say a bracha because it's a suffix if it really works. And not only should you not say a bracha, you should also wear, you know, gloves or cover your hands, you know, hold the bread in a plastic bag because we're not really sure that you could use other mashkin. There's a whole debate in the Achronim what's better. Like, is natural fruit juice better or like the fruit juice they sell today, it's like mostly water? Some say, well, mostly water. It's water. It's better. It's better than natural. I say, no. If the water has changed colors. It's like Nishanim Mare. The fruit juice is better. Or like, you know, and the wine, you know, the white wine is better than the black wine. You know.
Yeah,
like,
I wanted to know, is the reason why wine might be mutzer is because we water down the wine?
Right, so it says here, regardless if it was watered down or not, you know, some say, again, like I said, it's a double-edged sword. Watering down, I'd say, oh, there's water. I'd say, oh, the water doesn't look like water anymore, so it's Nishanim Mare. So there are different opinions about this. It's a bit kind of confusing. It's not very relevant to halacha. We try only to use water for mayim rishonim. If you have soda water, some people say that's mutzer lechatchila because that's like tola. And others say, no, soda water, it's better to use regular water. I don't know. To me, soda water sounds like water to me. But use water. If you get stuck, use soda water.
If you're on like a road trip, and all you have is, let's say, soda.
Yeah.
And you don't know when the next guy's.
Well, soda water,
like Coke.
Yeah.
Or let's say water.
I would tell you the halacha, just cover your hands. Yeah, I wouldn't even bother.
Not even bother washing.
I mean, the poskim would say it. To me, it's so strange for us. It's like it's just so odd. So it's like, it sounds like a bazaar in Oakland. I don't know. You know. You're making dirty, right?
You're gonna, right.
Yeah. So what are we going to wash your hands with? More Coke? You wash your first atila for? I don't know. It sounds like. Sprite looks like water. Sprite looks like water. Looks like water. I don't know. I guess it doesn't happen too often. In terms of the Canadians among us, of snow, so there's a discussion if the snow has to be like in a like one area. Like it's clear that if it's in like a mikvah, like there's a hole, so then it's of course okay. Even then, say the kids use water. But if you have snow like across the field, so it's like mem saw of snow. So if it's all attached, some folks would say you can just stick your hands in front of you. There's like 2 inches of snow. As long as it's enough to cover your hands, you can't like just pick up a little bit of snow and like put it on your hands. That would be a clue. But if you have like, sticking out the snow, you have 2-3 inches of snow, you can stick your hands in as long as it's attached, and then you could yotze that way. I think you can even say brach in that case. We assume all the snow is attached, and therefore it's considered... Okay. Questions, comments? Yud Gimel. Sakshiya Maim Revius. Halacha that we're taking for granted the whole time. Need a Revius. A Revius is a shear. It's not all that much. It's about half a cup. It's a shear. I think in the Chokas of Chaim Noah and Chazanish, but according to Chaim Noah, it's 86 millimeters. Kaminyan Kos. Chaf is 20. Samach is. No. 86, is that what I said? Right, so 86, Communion Coast. Kodei Chazanish, it's 150 milliliters. Even Kodei Chazanish, it's like 3/4 of a cup. It's not like, all that much. But you also have to make sure that the water gets on your whole hand, which is important. We're going to see later in the next simon how much just the fingers of the whole hand. But either way, it's not obvious that in such a small amount of water that you actually cover the whole area that needs to be covered. So the shears are obvious, but you also have to make sure that you cover what needs to be covered, and we'll see that later. So we have a concept called shiurei tara, which means that if you have two people washing, one after another, if it was understood that I'm going to wash after you, so you start washing, you use less than revius, I can use what's left, because it's left shiurei tara, and that's enough. Ketzar haya revius mayim bekli upashat echad yadav achach yotzei kal yadav ufa sheni upashat yadav umata imenu samach el rishon vekiluach yored al yadav shal rishon al yadav shal sheni shal mata imenu yidei shneim tahoros. So this is not exactly the case I described. This is more what Leon was talking about, where a number of people are putting their hands in and 1, 2, 3, and the water's on top. So whatever comes down, it's all good. It's all good. Again, provided that the water gets to all parts of the hand that needs to be covered with water. The kilok, people do this on tiulim. If you're stuck, you know, kilok yorel, the other rishon, the other sheni, even though the guy in the bottom didn't get a full revius, because by the time the water hit the bottom, a lot of the water is dripped away and is on the hands of the other people. Some say that even if I'm using a kli, I'm going to pour half the cup on my hand, and the other half is going to be on your hand after me. I'm the first in line, and you're behind me. You can use what's left from the kli, even though it's on revius. Even that's considered shiur tad. Some say that's also the case. Interesting. Lomdus. Revius is what one person needs. So from a chatzi, double that, you can have three or four people. Milog, kama v'yadim. Calls man shema speaking. Vayim lishvach kol echad es al yado shalosh amim. V'adin sheyichon aniach arba v'chamisha yedeyem v'zeh v'tzadzeh. So you have to make sure, like I said, that water gets to each person. There are two applications to this. The first is not debated. The first of Shirei Tara, of pouring water, and then it's just going every falling down on a number of people's hands. Even though the person at the bottom gets less than a revius, it's okay. The second case is debated. I pour from a kli onto my hands, and you are behind me, and you pour from what's left. That's a debate. And presumably, you would do it without a bracha if that's your only option. Right? The first option only works if there's somebody else to pour. And it's you, one guy, the madrik, is going to pour on all the chanechim's hands. Because if you're only two people, they can't have it like that. Somebody has to pour it. Right? Okay.
You do like put one hand underneath, pour, switch the bottle. And...
Yeah, theoretically, you could do that too, I think. Okay, we just use more water. You do it once.
No.
Once you're doing that, you can just have prison pour. Yeah. You know, there's no point.
Yeah.
You the Seder. Questions, comments? Okay, you dial it. Tzach shiha revius mekunif magumacha. She'im natal v'shmini, so chazar natal v'shmini, it's yadav tzuneas k'shehayu. If you pour, you know, there's the eighth of revius. Eighth of a log, and you pour a little, and then you pour a little more. Doesn't work. You have to have one kli that has a full revius and pour from that kli. Again, a revius isn't all that much, but this is a halacha that if you have a tiny amount in the washing cup, and then you pour another tiny, you pour it out, and another tiny amount, you don't add them up. You need a full revius in the washing cup in order to do an Atilas
Adayim. That's both times you pour.
So we're going to see later, though, in terms of the minhag, you know, how you pour. But theoretically, no. Theoretically, it's one revius, and if you use it twice, that would be sufficient. It has to start off as a revius. Our minhag generally is to use a full revius on each hand, and then there are a lot of halakhas that you can avoid in terms of the tefillah shni and holding the hands.
See. And then the second time, both times you pour, maybe it's one, two, one, two.
We'll see. Tells Vav Revi Shamru Bein Liyadav Shal Gadol Bein Liyadav Shal Katan. So you need a revius even for a child. There's a question of what this katan is. Does katan mean a child, like in terms of chinuch, or does katan mean like a smaller person? He's an adult, but he's just a small adult. So I would think that this adult, he wouldn't need a revius. Is how much to get the water across that whole hand? This guy has a tiny hand, so use half a revius. No, you need a revius. So either way, for a child or for an adult who's smaller, you still need a full revius. If a person washed one hand, and then a second fellow washed his hand, and then a third, then the first guy wants to wash the second hand. He did it out of order. Wash one hand, somebody else washes his hands, and now, so we consider that last hand to be like a new netila. Even though we said a revius per washing, this is like a new netila. Okay. Right. Okay, I'm not sure how relevant it is halacha. Okay. We still have a little bit of time, so let's try to start the next simen. Simen Kof Samech Aleph. Tine Chatzitza. Tzarech Lizar Bechatzitza. Shechol Davar Shechol Tzitzil Chol Tzitzil. The water has to get to your hand. If you have something on your hand that's stopping the water, so that's a problem. That's a chatzitza. If you go on soa, tachas tzibon. Soa here doesn't mean like excrement. It means like dirt. If you had excrement, then certainly it would be an issue. But people aren't always so careful with a little bit of dirt. You look at your fingernails, you know, they look a little bit black on there. Again, our day and age, we're more careful with this. And if you're more careful, you're the type of person whose hygiene is important to you, you should be more careful for the next time. But many people, certainly, you know, 50, 100 years ago, little black under the fingernails, they didn't care. So then you can do it in because it's a miyut she'enu makbid. We have a principle of what's chotzei, it's min haTorah miyut hamakbid. It's a tefillah of a person's soul, it's din rabbanon, but min haTorah chatzitza miyut hamakbid is called, rov hamakbid, excuse me, chotzei. Min rabbanon, where goes there, miyut hamakbid, and rov she'enu makbid, right? So a person has a chatzitza on their body. It's only a problem if it's rov their body, and they're makbid, they don't want it there. It's min haTorah. Drabbanan, even if it's a small amount, if you don't want it there as a problem. Or if it's a large chatzitza, but it's not, but you move your body, but you don't care, it's also a problem. But miyut she'enu makbid is mutter, right? The minhag women go to mikveh, they take everything off, even a miyut she'enu makbid. But really, mikra din, miyut she'enu makbid is not a problem. So if you have a little bit of dirt under your fingernail, it's a miyut she'enu makbid. Therefore, it's mutter. Now, what's enu makbid? If it's a little under your fingernail, it's not a problem. Let's say it's sticking out from your fingernail. It's sticking out. It bothers you. It bothers you. You should take it out before you do it last night. Or if you have, not dirt, but you have like, you know, dough. So it's like, this feels weird. It's not something you usually have. It's uncomfortable. So you're planning on taking it off. So therefore, you should take it off before you do it this time. Yeah.
My wife's heard a lot of it for like wedding ring.
Oh, we're going to get the rings. It's a one sieve away. There's a whole discussion about bandages. You have a band-aid. So if it's a band-aid you're going to take off, so then you should take it off. It's something you're not planning on taking off. If it hurts, you can leave it on. We'll see later. If a person is careful, there are people who really, if they have a little dirt on their fingernail that bothers them, they should really take out the dirt before they tune to nine. Many people don't care. Again, it depends on the community, the society, the age. In our day and age, I think people are pretty much makbir. Not ake kach, like a tiny amount of dirt, people aren't so makbir. So it depends on the reality. There are some people who hold that there's no problem with chatzitza at all. We hold there is a problem with chatzitza. So therefore, if you have dirt on your fingernails, a tiny amount of dirt, if you look carefully at your fingernails right now, you know, you might see a tiny black. That's okay, because that you don't care about. But if you just looked in the garden and you have a lot of black, a lot of dirt, then you should wash your hands, you know, before you do nitzas yadayim, not only because it's gross, but also because halachically it would be considered a chatzitza. The Bechara Paschim is here based on the Rashba. It's a very personal thing. If you are careful about it, you're makbid, then you should take it off. If you're not, if you're a slob or you're whatever, you're not so careful, then it's not a problem. If you're a painter, you don't care. So it's not a problem. If you're not a painter, women color their paint their hands. Today, women, you know, nail polish. So nail polish is not a problem. Even though when they go to mikveh, they take off their nail polish. That's a chumrah for mikveh. For his time, we're not makveh. It's interesting. Sometimes nail polish is like, you know, coming off. So then it was not going to be a problem for mikveh. Meaning we're makbid, the women take off the nail polish all the time. But it's a chumrah. If the nail polish is like half off, so then it's really not nice. Then really they have to take it off. What about washing their hands for bread? So I don't think women are so careful with that. I think that the assumption is that they're willing to go like that for a few days. So it's true they won't go to chasana that way, you know. But it's not it's okay. Again, you know, could you make a claim that that would be a problem? Because it's a big question. It's a question of the rings. You know, take off your ring when you need dough. You know, so then okay, if you take off your ring. You know, you're not makbid on Shabbos. You're makbid. So like, you're makbid when you go to chazan. What level of akbara makes it a problem? You know, is it only if any how you're makbid is a problem, or only if you know if you're makbid on Shabbos, today's not Shabbos. So let me how do you look at that? That's a big machlokes in the Achronim. Question?
Yeah. Is this the same halacha for like tefillin, like having chatzitza
and tefillin? Chatzitza and tefillin is a little more kal, because it's not clear b'chal if there's a problem with chatzitza and tefillin. And if there is...
Who lets watches.
Yeah, so even the chatzitza and tefillin is only by where you tie it. You know, for the ritzuos, having a watch, many people take off their watch, but mikra din really you can leave your watch on. Because even if there's a problem by chatzitza, by tefillin, which we are machmir, that there is a problem with chatzitza, but that's over here where you tie it. So you should make sure that your sleeve isn't under the tefillin, you know, when you tie it. But further down on the arm, you know, after a couple of wraps, it's not an issue. But there may be, the minute many people take off their watch when they put on tefillin. Sometimes it's not so comfortable if you have like a metal watch, it's just like uncomfortable. Anyway, Lemaisa, what's being said here is that we should ideally, be careful with chatzitzas, there is a question, nail polish, like I said, I think the minhag is to be mekel, even if it's coming off a little bit. I'm not sure if it's lekuli alma, but I think certainly that's the minhag. The mechad, it's brought down here, gilidei maka, if you have like a scab, obviously you don't have to take off a scab, even for mikvah, we tell the woman, don't hurt yourself. You want the scab to be there, and therefore, you leave it there. There are a lot of details here. Your question?
About nail polish.
Yeah.
Let's say a woman usually does not wear nail polish.
Yeah.
And then when she decides to.
Okay.
Does that show that she's not good?
No, she now wants nail polish. She doesn't wear nail polish, but for her brother's chasen, she'll put on nail polish. That's great. So she likes it. She wants it there.
You don't want it.
The question I was saying is, let's say the nail polish is coming off, so it's kind of gross. So if it's kind of gross, you really don't want it. You don't want half nail polish. But just to go to the place to take it off, you're too busy. So what's the story? Can you wash your hands and eat bread? So women do wash their hands and eat bread, even though nail polish is half off. So like I said, I don't think it's glatt, but I think you can make a claim that's since she's not so careful for day-to-day life, so then it's fine. There's a big debate here. Even the Mechaber here brings down from the Rashba, it's personal. We don't say batel daito. That's also a big debate. I should mention that most painters today don't go home dirty. So many poskim say, the modern poskim say, listen, if the reality is that painters clean their hands when they finish work, so then it is a chatzitza, even for painters. But like I said, there's a big debate here. Do you say baser rov olam? You say but it's personal. You say l'chumra both directions. Again, the different shitas, how much we machmir. In Hilchos Tefillah, we're very machmir for women. When it comes to until 9, we're a little bit more mekel. Mishum brings down that you should cut your nails every Friday in the shla. Because if you have short nails, you won't have, stuck stuff under your nails. It's good to want to cut your nails. It's just more derech.
The same thing applies to Kohanim Beis Mikdash. All these halachos.
To what?
For Kohanim Beis Mikdash.
I would think so. Yeah. Rav Nevin Saul has a discussion. If you're only washing one hand, let's say one hand, you have like a tachboshet on. We're going to see later, maybe next time. So you're only washing one hand. You say until yadayim, or until yad. It's a question that comes up in Tfilas Kalim and other areas. In terms of more chatzitza issues, so like if you have a splinter, if it goes all the way in, it's not a problem. If it's half in, so you have to take it out. If you have a nail that's like hanging on, so if it's hanging on, just by a thread, it's not a problem. If it just started to come off, then it is a problem. If you have like a wart, it's not a problem. Different chatzitza issues. Running out of time, so let's just try to finish this sim if we can. Beis, Gimel. Tzarech ahasir atavas mi'al yodo v'shas tilas daim. Issue Liam raised, what's the story with a ring? So the Mechaber says you have to take off the ring. afilu rafa, even if it's not so tight, afilu einu makvid alav b'shas nitila hoil makvid alav b'shas she'osim malacha. So when a woman, you know, needs dough, you know, they used to need dough all the time because they were making bread. They didn't call it malacha. You know? So the woman needs dough, so she takes off her ring. So the Shmuel brings down, if a man is wearing a ring and he never needs dough, it's fine. So there are women today who don't need dough, or if they do, they leave their ring on. So if they always leave their ring on, so the Pasha says she can leave her ring on. There's some women who are afraid they're going to lose their ring. They're very nervous. I see these women like have the rings in their mouth. I don't know how to say the bracha. So you have to move your lips to say bracha. You know, they're afraid they're going to lose their rings. So if a woman is very nervous to lose her ring, and she always wears it, so then she's allowed to leave it on. If she doesn't always wear it, she has like a gauge ring, has a stone on, she wouldn't go swimming. She's afraid that the diamond is going to get lost in the pool. So again, it's not pasha to leave it on. The pasha is to take it off. But there are women who leave it on. There's like a minog developing. Women who are not so careful with this. The assumption being that she wears it most of the time, just because she's not swimming now. So the fact that she's, you know. But there are different approaches to this. The pashas, the halacha, is that she should take it off. If a woman ever takes it off, she should take it off. If she never takes it off, then she can leave it on. But like I said, there are some people who want to be more makel, and they're afraid, and they're concerned.
A woman uses it, where it keeps it on for gardening, but not for donating. So that even the donating, then we look at the one who she doesn't.
That's like I said before, like if she's doing once a year, is that called makvid? You know, I don't know how often they need a dough. But like, say she the woman, you know, leaves it on all the time, except when she's swimming. She goes swimming twice a year. So it's like, you know, is that enough? You know, again, if she goes to mikvah, she probably takes off also. I don't know. I'm not sure. Shir nitilas yadayim kol hayad hadakone zroa v'yesh omim ad makom chibur atzpos l'kaf hayad. So 2 days in the mechaber, you have to wash just the fingers or also the palm of your hand till your wrist. So it sounds like an ikar, then we hold just the fingers. But the Be'er Halacha points out there are many Rishonim hold that the whole hand has to be washed. So we try our minhag is l'chatchila to wash our whole hand. Because that's our minhag, if a person is stuck, you only have a little limited amount of water, you can wash just your fingers. But we should be mekabel ourselves, b'li neder, you know, in order that we should have that ability to be mekel. Yeah, if it's just one time, you don't have to do tarz darim. But if you want to be mekel more often, then it might be the neder. So we l'chatchila try to wash our whole hands, b'li neder. And when we're stuck, we can wash just our fingers. Like I said before, you have to make sure water gets in the entire area. If you ever do an experiment, go to a sink and just pour water like this, you don't move your hand, it's an unlikelihood that this whole area won't get the bottom, because the water kind of falls off the side. So the bottom of your pinky will not get wet. The only way to get the bottom of your pinky wet, and that's to make everything, you have to move your hand a little bit. So when you wash your hands, it's kind of move your hand a little bit, so the water will get on all sides of the fingers, and ideally on all sides of the hand. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick it up here.